What's the latest on the containment of these fires? And maybe can you tell us some of the biggest impacts we've seen on communities out in western North Carolina?
Well, as you know, when Tropical Storm Helene came through, it really devastated that area in the Old Fort area in McDowell County, if your listeners are familiar with it. Mm-hmm. So with that, you know, you have a lot of downed trees and a lot of debris on the ground. So any concern of fire, you know, once it's on the ground, there's a lot of fuel. And, you know, the state has been warning people, you know, as far as burning and stuff like that. It does seem, though, based on most recent reports, that this could have been caused by a power line being struck by a downed tree. So, you know, which is a common occurrence, unfortunately, during high winds. But thankfully, over the last day or so, the firefighters have made, you know, pretty good inroads on it. So it's still burning in areas, but it's much less with, you know, with the humidity increasing, which is good. That's helped stop it. But a valiant effort on their part, just watching reports and how it started to spark, you know, 30-mile-an-hour winds. And, you know, when you have that with low humidity, you're going to have tough conditions. But it seems like they made some good inroads. It looks like the weather's going to be rainy today, yeah, which should really help.
Any idea or maybe a timeline of when this could be 80, 90% contained or more, Steve?
Well, you know, again, I'm not a firefighter, so sure, it's difficult. But sometimes people get a little bit confused about what containment really means. What all containment really means is that the fire is encircled by a fire line. So they've dug out area around the fire so that it can't jump over to fresh trees or fresh fuel. So a contained fire can continue to burn for long periods of time. But the whole idea is to surround it and to let it either slowly attack it or let it burn out itself, so that it doesn't harm more vegetation or more, you know, more homes. And thankfully in this, because they seem to have such an aggressive approach to it, to putting it out, that they were able to really have very minimal damage to any sort of structures or outbuildings or anything like that. It seems like it was mostly vegetation and trees that burned.
With the ongoing recovery effort from Helene, and we've heard so much about what continues to go on there, in terms of resources for firefighters, for law enforcement, for first responders, how much of a strain does a fire like this put on those individuals that are already helping with Hurricane Helene relief?
Well, I think any effort like that is tough. It takes a lot of personnel to do it, especially when you have remote areas. But I'll tell you that given the all the things that have happened in Western North Carolina, the resiliency of the people there is really quite remarkable. Their ability to just overcome and meet the challenge, it's pretty remarkable. I think although it's been incredibly difficult for them, I'm sure, but it really is a story of resilience more than anything.
As someone who has spent time in Western North Carolina helping with the storm recovery, what are the biggest needs that you feel like we can still do to help those people out in Western North Carolina?
Well, no matter where you know, I go across the country, when you're dealing with natural disasters like this, people's needs are as diverse as the people themselves. Some people have the ability to, you know, with so many structures damaged and so many communities uprooted, some people have the financial means to be able to find a place to stay or maybe perhaps even, you know, leave the area temporarily till they rebuild. But there's other people that, you know, don't have the means. And, of course, that takes what they refer to as a whole of government approach, which means local, state, and federal resources need to come in and help those people. And I think that all three of those components, all three of those have done an amazing job. And I know that, you know, there's always going to be criticism, I think, in this type of field. That's always going to happen. But although, you know, again, each story is a little bit anecdotal, and so I'm sure some people have concerns, I think as a whole government approach, I think it's been pretty amazing considering how devastated that area was. And I know some people, you know, it's tough to get through this because it really, you know, some of these people lost not only their homes, but the businesses that they worked at. So really their whole lives got turned upside down. And it's really just devastating to see it.
It absolutely is. And it's going to be, you know, months and weeks and years before that area is back to normal too. So we continue to keep all those folks in our thoughts and prayers. Steve, really appreciate the time and the perspective as always, and hope we can visit again soon.
Pleasure talking to you, Chris.